Hey, shh. Calm down. The show is about to start.
Reese on the radio.
Turn it up.
Turn it up loud.
Turn it up loud.
It's like a dream come true.
Turn on your radio. Reese is on the radio.
Yo, let's keep it.
Due to the nature of this program, discretion does not exist.
It's Reese on the radio right now on WTIC News Talk 1080.
Did we forget? Everybody's forgetting. There's no music. That's how you know it's a Monday, when there's absolutely bedlam going on. Did it just not register? It just didn't play. Oh. Didn't do a thing. Hey, you know what? That's okay, because it's just that kind of Monday. It's Reese on the radio on News Talk 1080 WTIC. It means nothing. It's not like there's any jinx associated with it. Don't worry. It's fine. I've got plenty of news and plenty of views for you anyway. The telephone number, 860-522-WTIC, 860-522-9842. Let me just tell you that I think that there are people who are starting to recognize that things are a little different in Connecticut. And I got to tell you, it feels good. It feels good. Something happened today. And I didn't post anywhere that I was going to be there or I was going to do anything. I just got word that there was a press conference going on, and so I went down. And I went down, and, you know, it's interesting because sometimes you talk about people on the air who have never come on the show. Some people refuse to come on the show. But today, we made headway. Today, we actually got right in the faces of individuals and said, what's the deal? When are you coming on the show? And you know what? They made some commitments today. I'm going to give them a little bit of grace today. I'm going to give them a little bit of grace. It's easy to get the Republicans to come on the show. Of course, they all want to come on. Hey, come on by. That's fantastic. But I'm not trying to do, you know, a little echo chamber with my Republican buddies. Not all of them see eye to eye with me, but you know what? You know the deal. Hey, you know, Reese's got all Republicans on it. He never ever talks to the opposition. I'm trying. I got Donald telling me every day, you never have any opposing views on your program. I'm working. What you need to do is get on the phone and say, hey, you need to get on that guy's show. Huh? Show him what for. You're making us look bad. But that's okay. I'm going out there to do it for you. So I get out there today. First, I had to go see my good friends over at Friendly Hands Food Bank, and I'm giving them an applause. Karen Thomas, Sam and the crew. I got to give a shout out to Lee, who went out there as well. Someone went there to go see me because they heard I was going to be there and ended up volunteering, helping folks get food. And that was Lee. Lee said, you know, he's about to be retired. I think he's retired, but about to be retired, maybe. But he said, I got nothing to do throughout the day. And he was like, well, you know, what can I do? And Sam and Karen said, would you like to volunteer? And he said, yes. And there were other people showed up to volunteer, and they were there to help people get groceries off shelves and get those folks the food that they need and got them out the door with shopping carts. Roseanne and I were there. We had shopping bags sitting in the back of our trunk. And I want to thank Roseanne for telling me to give them away, because those things have been littering the back of our car for years now. And we gave them up to these folks so they could carry their groceries to their cars. And it was absolutely beautiful. I'll talk a little bit more about that as well. Because what I saw there was interesting, And I want to talk about that. And, of course, I want to talk about or give you folks an opportunity to give to these food banks. We went to another food bank today, Hands on Hartford. Now, I know there's been a little bit of a scandal or some issues going on with the folks at Hands on Hartford, but I don't think the people who work there have anything to do with the outside stuff that's going on with Senator McCrory. I don't want anybody to get those two twisted. That's separate. I want to talk about Hands on Hartford because we talked to one of the directors there, and she was such a nice lady, told us about the things that they were doing. She and Roseanne had a great conversation because we know some programs that do something similar that Hands on Hartford does, and they're good folks. So I don't want to disparage them by getting them involved in that whole scandal. They're separate from that. But why were we at Hands on Hartford? Well, we heard that Representative John Larson, that Representative Rosa DeLauro, and my frenemy was showing up. Who's my frenemy? Well, my frenemy is Matt Lesser. Did you guys know this story? Matt Lesser called me a coward. Do you remember? And he knew who I was. I'll tell you that in a second. He called me a coward. Said that I was afraid of him and having him on the program. Although I reached out to him in many ways to come on the program, he avoided it, acted like no one asked him, nothing. But I only thought Larson and DeLauro were going to be at Hands on Hartford. Till somebody pointed out, thinking that I didn't know DeLauro or Larson, hey, there's Senator Matt Lesser as well. I went, oh, I know who he is. Let me tell you the whole story. I'll just tell you the whole story. So I'm standing there, and they're supposed to have a press conference, but before the press conference, they went on a tour. And one of Larson's guys, a new kid, after they're out on a tour, he sends me a text. He goes, hey, where are you? I'm like, I'm downstairs waiting. He goes, no, come on the tour with us. We want you here with us. Come on the tour. So I'm like, okay, fine. Hey, where are you? So I start walking around with Rosa DeLauro and John Larson and Matt Lesser. And every time I look at Matt Lesser will put his eyes up and put them back down. Put his eyes up and put them back down. If I locked eyes with him, gave a little smirk, let him know I was there, he'd dart his eyes in the other direction. I knew what was up. I knew what was up. The guy he called a coward was right there in front of him. 6'3", 200 pounds, standing in front of him. He's roughly about 6 feet tall. And I'm a big guy. When you're around me, you can see it. In fact, there's a video out there. Mark from West Hartford was there with me. He had a video of us talking. I'm towering over this guy. So we go through the rigmarole as they're asking questions and people are telling them about the facility. And it was a nice facility. The folks there were very, very nice and very gracious to be visited by the representatives. It was nice to have them. They were so happy. Couldn't wait to tell them about all the good work that they do. And I was actually happy to see that. Rosa DeLauro, let me say this about her. And I know you guys have some opinions about her, but I'm going to tell you, there's a reason why this woman is beloved by those who support her. She was so engaged. She really, really cared in that moment. You guys can call it phony. It was genuine from where I sit. She was really engaged with those folks. She gave this one woman a hug, just the way the woman was talking about working there and doing all the work. And she just came out to go give Rosa DeLauro a handshake. And Rosa DeLauro reached out and gave her a hug. She was very pleasant. Just like a politician. But anyway, that's neither here nor there. Anyway, the whole thing's up. We're about to go in to do the press conference. Larson goes to sit at his seat. Rosa DeLauro goes to sit at her seat, but Matt Lesser, nobody knows who he is, so he's sort of stuck behind the crowd and the photographers. And so I make a beat for him. I said, hey, Matt Lesser, how are you? You know who I am. I reach out my hand and I shake his hand. And my grandfather said to me, this is what you always do. You shake a man's hand and you bring him into you. You know, like Trump does. I brought him in and took a nice firm handshake. I said, hey, you know me, don't you? Matt Lesser shook his head and said, Yeah, I think I know you. I said, are you sure? You sure you know me? He goes, I think I know you. I said, who am I? And he said the words that made myself and my wife laugh out loud. He said, yeah, you're the Reese guy. That's right, Matt Lesser. I'm the Reese guy. It's the greatest line ever. It's the greatest way to be recognized by a state senator. Hey, yeah, you're the Reese guy. So I kind of bowed, you know, I kind of bend my head down to him because, like, you know, I want to get at his level. It's because I'm towering over the guy. And I don't want to be, you know, this towering figure that's trying to intimidate him. So I scooch down, you know, like you would when you're giving a kid a cookie. Why don't you come on the program? I think you and I have, you know, we had a couple of exchanges online. Why don't we get toe-to-toe? Come on the show. You know, I would love to come down. And when do you want me on there? Come on down whenever you like. Whenever you want to, you could come right here and sit in the studio. I'd love to have you. I said, you seem to be very concerned about the Affordable Care Act. What better time than to come on the program and have a conversation about it? He was like, yeah, but he didn't have any staffers. And he damn sure wasn't interested in taking my number or giving me his. He was so quick to get out of here. Mark in West Hartford got a hold of him. And he leaned into him on that Cromwell High School issue, you know, with the two black girls who were spat on at Cromwell High School. The thing that Matt Lesser took no action on. Yeah, he leaned into him on that. He seemed to know everything about it, but didn't seem to care about taking any action. Perhaps when he comes here on the program, if he comes on the program, we'll talk to him about that. But I got to tell you, nothing felt better than locking eyes with these folks and shaking their hands and them treating you like you're the celebrity. I didn't intend that. I didn't intend on any. I was going to show them their respect, but I wanted to show. As soon as you walk into the room, one of the handlers goes, hi, Reese. Hey, how are you? A week ago, these people didn't even know who I was. I showed up a week later at their event. Hi, Reese. How are you? How have you been? Fine. Thanks for inviting me. Which they did not. Nobody reached out and told me about the event. I had to find out on my own. And then when I show up, they're like, oh, what are you doing here? I'm here to support the folks who are in need. I'm here to support the folks who need donations in order to stay afloat. I'm here because this is what I do. I just came back from the Friendly Hands Food Bank. Oh, you're really involved in this. Yes, I am. You obviously don't listen to my program. You know, I'm busy during that time. Okay, no problem. It's all right. Perhaps you should listen to the program now and again. Beauty of it is that every one of the staffers on Larson, by the way, again, I talked to Representative Larson in West Hartford. He had other staffers there. They knew exactly who I was. Another woman working there 18 years, never met the woman before. Hey, you know me? Yeah, you're Reese. How do you know me? Oh, we know you. I love every bit of that. And as soon as I saw Larson outside in the back, they were by the loading dock. He hadn't seen me yet because I was over in another room. I walked outside when they told me to come and join them. As soon as I looked at him, Larson looked at me and he goes, hey, threw his hands up. Hey, how are you? Walked right over to me to shake my hand. Hey, how are you, Representative? Looking fantastic. And I got to tell you, I don't know what he's doing. Larson looks great. You got to go see him up front. He looks Hollywood now. asked him how he was doing. Hey, how are you doing? I'm doing great. Pleasure to see you, man. You're looking like $1 million, Rep. Thank you. I appreciate that. You know, campaign's going well, he said. That conversation was so deep that Rosa DeLore saw my reportage with John Larson. She beelined for me. Hi, how are you? Hello. Nice to meet you. It's a pleasure to meet you for the first time. And this is the exact words from Representative Larson. He said, hey, it's a pleasure to meet her. And I went, yeah, we already met. I waved him off. We already met. Same thing with Matt Lesser. Somebody said, no, this is Senator Matt Lesser. I was like, yeah, I know him. Waved him off real quick. Shook hands with Rosa DeLore and said, ah, come on, let's go inside. I'm letting these people know who I am just for the sake of one thing. They're never going to avoid my show again. Because I'm going to show where they are. And they can tell me all day, every day, oh, they're not taking questions at this thing. I'm not here to ask them questions. I'm here to get them on my show. When are you going to get them on my show? The objective is to show up and to let them know that I'm going to show up at every one of their events, no matter where they're going to be, I'm going to show up. And every time I show up, I'm going to say, still haven't heard from you coming on the show. This is not going to be done through my people to your people. This is not me contacting your communications guy. This is not sending you an email. This is showing up myself in person, asking you directly, are you coming on to the program? Are you going to sit down and have a conversation? I don't want anybody to get the impression I'm breaking anybody's will here. I'm not trying to harass them into anything. They're holding a public event. I'm going to be at the public event. One way or another, we're going to get some questions answered. Okay? So if we have to do it their way, we'll do it their way. That's what we do. That's what this show's about. We're not going to sit idly by and complain that they won't come onto the program. I'll just show there with my cell phone or with a microphone, and I will just put a microphone in their face, and I'll just say, okay, if we're not going to do it in the studio, we'll do it here. They know that, and trust me when I tell you, they are listening. And I know they want to come on. I know they do. So we'll have more news and more views. When it comes to these folks, we'll keep you updated when we get a phone call from any one of them in the next week because I'll be reaching out to them. I also want to talk about some of the other locations we went to today. Friendly Hands Food Bank, of course, talk about what Hands on Hartford did today and what they've been doing with the whole food stamp and the EBT crisis and why they need help outside of that. And what my experience was like today. Plus, we'll talk about Chris Murphy and his video that he released today. That man needs to be condemned for what he released today and what he said today, but we have his own words, and we'll talk about that in a bit. Plus, your phone calls at 860-522-WTIC, 860-522-9842. It's Reese on the radio on News Talk 1080 WTIC.
Fan of WTIC? Then do us a favor. Download the free Odyssey app and favorite WTIC.
And we're back. Reese on the radio. Getting to the phones in a second at 860-522-WTIC, 860-522-9842. Took a trip to Friendly Hands Food Bank as well as Hands on Hartford. Talk a little bit about that very soon because, you know, I get people talking about how compassionate they are, like, you know, they care ever so much about these folks. Where were you? Just where are you? These places are all around you. And a lot of you have a lot of time on your hands, on your computers, talking a good game, but I don't see you there. I didn't see you there today. Roseanne and I showed up at Friendly Hands Food Bank at 7:30 this morning before they opened up at 9. Roseanne got on, literally on the floor, putting up signs, putting up little stickers, helping get produce, guiding people in. She was helping old ladies get to chairs. I didn't see any of you folks. All of you warriors online talking about how compassionate you are. This is the reason why I laugh at you folks. It's why I don't take you seriously. I know that you're all clowns. I just do. I'm sorry. I just know that you are. You talk a good game about, you call yourself a Christian. Didn't see you out there. Didn't see you out there. You knew I would be there. In fact, I got a text message not too long ago. I just watched WFSB's a video of them at Friendly Hands Food Bank. I didn't see you on camera. I didn't go there to be on camera. I didn't even introduce myself to any of the folks there. Sure enough, spoke to them. Never told them who I was. Had no interest. I wasn't there for fame. I went there to volunteer. I went there to show my support. I'm not fame seeking. Why would they put their camera on me? I'm not there to pick up food. I'm not there even offering food. Friendly Hands Food Bank is. I didn't see you on camera. Would you expect me to be in the back waving? Hey, look at me. Hey, stealing the spotlight from the needy. Yeah, you didn't see me on camera, but then again, I didn't see you either. And I was there. I have the pictures to prove it. Karen will probably post them. Do your part. Stop talking smack. Do your part. These folks need help. Friendly Hands needs help. Hands on Hartford need help. They need your donations. What they're doing for these folks, you're required to do, or at least assist these folks do what they're doing. Can I tell you the thing that I found amazing in both places? So I go and meet the Karen Thomas. Again, good friend. Karen and I have been back and forth on this, and I consider her family. I consider her a sister. Since I started here in 2022. And what they did at this facility is not just about feeding the hungry. What she's doing for veterans and the homeless is unheard of. And I need to put it this way. The first time I had ever traveled cross country in a meaningful way, I've gone to rest stops before. Like, you know, you go to a rest stop and they have like all of the fast food chains inside, you know, off the highway. I never really stopped at those places like the Pilots or the Loves, or, you know, those trucker places. I'd never been there until I was grown up. And if I'd never done this, I would be naive to the idea. I always wondered, what do truck drivers do when they're going cross country? When they need to clean up, do they go to a gas station and do like the little underarm thing and clean up all their private parts from the sink? Like, what do they do? And you guys know this, I'm not telling any tales out of school, not like you wouldn't know this, but I didn't. Stop at a Pilot, stop at a Loves, and those folks have showers there. And I'm like, oh, that's so cool. There's a spot for these folks to actually purchase some time to go get a shower. To buy some CB radio equipment. By the way, just so you truckers out there who listen to Resun Radio, you are the heartbeat of America. I love you. I'm so envious of you. I learned how to drive trucks just so I could be amongst you. I drive the little U-Haul 26-foot trucks, back them up, because I totally envy what you do. What you guys do, you're frightening on the highways, but that takes skill. I'm telling you, I'm jealous of what you guys do because one, you get to see the country and you get to go to all of these great places. But I love the fact that there are these gas station stops that you can go to, these trucker stops where you can go and get a shower, buy new equipment, you know, if something breaks on your travels. And I want to buy that CB equipment all the time. That's why Roseanne says I need to go buy an RV so I can buy that stuff. But I'm telling you, I'm so envious. Well, what is Karen Thomas doing over at Friendly Hands Food Bank? She's got showers for homeless folks. She's got showers for veterans. They can go there and clean up. They've got a change of clothes for them if they need it. They got a whole rack of clothing for them to change into. She's got a veteran center with a big giant table with a 75-inch television so they can come in and just relax. Some place for them to congregate and chill. Just for the veterans. She's got another room with computers. So if people need to get like VA benefits or need to contact the VA, they have a place to do that with technicians who are going to be there to assist them for those who are computer illiterate. I was talking to a couple of guys in there. I was like, no one's done that kind of stuff. When I was a homeless kid, I would have loved to have a place like that. But they're finding new and inventive ways to assist these folks who need help. And that's why you've got to help them. I've got to help them. We've got to show up. It's our duty to do so. And some of it doesn't take anything but our time. If you've got the money, because I know a lot of people are, you know, kind of crammed up, you know, it's hard to get donations out when you can. But if you have the time, it's worth it. That's why I give props to Lee. This guy came out to meet me. And he just looked around and he saw all these people moving around. He said, what can I do? Samuel came over and said, would you like to volunteer? He was like, yeah. He says, let me get you a lanyard. Had a lanyard around his neck in 10 minutes. And he was out there helping people get groceries off the shelves. And then all of a sudden, we started noticing an influx of other people. We thought they were coming to get online to get clothes and to get food. Nope. Volunteers. And I got to tell you, the part that really affected me and Roseanne as we sat there on the side, knowing that all we could do was support, the thing that was really getting at us is that these folks were our age and older. That was the part that was really, really like it weighed on me. That these folks were so much older. And they were the ones who needed the help. The other part was interesting because I remember one of the younger women saw all the TV cameras. And she was like, I don't want to be on camera. And I said, don't worry, you don't have to be. Just let them know you don't want to be on camera. There was such a shame there. That's hard to watch. Because I know we've been talking about videos that we've seen online with people talking about EBT. And if I don't get my EBT benefits, I'm going to rob the store. And they're all on Facebook and, you know, Twitter and, you know, wherever, bragging about what they're going to do if they don't get their benefits. And you see these people absolutely humble. Just want to get some woman was there. And you could see it on her face. She had this look on her face of just disgust that she had to put herself through that. And she wouldn't give anybody any looks, but she looked like she just wanted to get in and get out. Just let me get it. Everybody else is sort of trying to be jovial about it. You know, no, come this way, ma'am. We got you. And so this woman wanted nothing to do with it because I know that every part about what she had to do today was driving her just batty, just shameful. She was like, look, I just want to get in here, get out. And she did. She came in and she got out. But there was nothing about that she wanted to smile about. She didn't. She couldn't give herself an ounce of grace, even though everyone there was just as welcoming as they could. All the volunteers are, do anything you want. Would you? I'll get that for you. Here, let me help you with your cart. Everybody there was helpful. That woman just didn't, because I know she feels horrible that she has to go through this. And that's all I could watch is just look at their faces and you smile at them. Hey, how you doing? It's fine. Some point I wanted to ask questions, like I wanted to talk to them. But I'm like, who wants to talk about this? How can you ask them to talk about this? About having to come to a food pantry. Admitting openly with their presence there that they can't afford the food. the basic thing in life. So I just let him be. All the rest of the guys from NBC Connecticut, WFSB was there, TNH were there. They were nice folks. Don't get me wrong. They were nice. They disappointed me that they wouldn't have a brawl in the parking lot like Anchorman. But you know, I tried to talk to them. But they were as nice as they could be, and they seemed to just, you know, kind of want to get folks stories and show support for Friendly Hands Food Bank, and that was enough for me. But I'm glad I was there. When we come back, I'll talk about Hands on Hartford and what they're doing, which is very similar to what Karen Thomas is doing at Friendly Hands Food Bank. Stand by for that. It's Reese on the Radio on WTIC News Talk 1080.
It's Reese on the Radio on News Talk 1080 WTIC.
Continuing with our tour of the food banks today, Roseanne and I are going to show our support. And, of course, at the press conference of Rosa DeLauro and Representative John Larson, we showed up at the Hands on Hartford location, which is interesting because of they do something very similar to what Karen Thomas at Friendly Hands Food Bank is doing. But the only difference is, and this is incredible, if you don't know what these organizations are doing, you wouldn't know. And they don't really have an advertising budget to tell people there. So imagine this, right in Hartford, on Bartholomew, this location serves breakfast and lunch, which you could buy for $3. It's a $3 menu. You walk in there. Everyone who works there, if they're not staff, is volunteering, or someone who is, you know, of the community, the homeless community, if you will. They have residents at the location and showers like Karen does at Friendly Hand Food Bank. They have an entire building and a facility. But here's where it's crazy. This is how you can help out. Try this on for size. At 55 Bartholomew, on Thursday, Friday, and Saturday nights, it is a full-fledged restaurant, like top-of-the-line restaurant with a chef, that you can get a menu. Like, it's an actual restaurant. During the rest of the week, it's sort of this, you know, back and forth, you know, with helping folks in need, $3, you know, donation sort of deal. But on Thursday, Friday, and Saturday night, you go there, a real restaurant, open to the regular public, with a regular menu that you buy food, with notable chefs, I might add. I guess they have sort of like a rotation of notable chefs. And that money is donated to Hands on Hartford as well. They've got a million things. And again, this is stuff that nobody knows about. So if you can't donate in the traditional way, you know, like all of these others, you know, with, you know, $9 a month or $12, you know, all of those other, you know, programs, if you can't do something like that, pick a weekend when you've got some disposable income, go down to Hands on Hartford on Bartholomew and have dinner. Tip well. And that will be your contribution. It's that easy. It is that easy. And there's so many things that they are providing for, you know, especially the people who are in need. They're helping people with HIV, AIDS. They're helping people who are veterans, people who are homeless, people who are on SSI who cannot find places to live. So there's affordable housing for these folks. Many of them work in the actual restaurant, and the restaurant is so nice looking. Such a nice place. And I think that's the way how easy it is to convert it to an actual restaurant. Because when you walk up to the building, it looks like, you know, your average restaurant on the street. It's a really, really nice building. If you haven't been there, you should go. Really, really nice building. And the people really love helping. You know, I see them now. I couldn't help but think of Louise Jefferson, Wheezy, when she used to always talk about going down to the help center, which we rarely ever saw on camera, but she would always talk about going down to the help center and how that was kind of like a fabric of her life. I'd never really seen like those inner workings. I've been on the outside looking in, but I'd never walked through the kitchen area and walked through the facility and seen that stuff. So to see the inner workings and talk to the people who work in there, I got to admit, I'm not only impressed, but I'm inspired by the work these folks do. And a lot of them are moved because of their own personal stories and struggles. But other people are there because they want to give back. One woman who was talking to Rosa DeLauro, I mean, she had all the liberal talking points, don't get me wrong. She did the whole thing about, you know, being a white suburban woman, you know, being around such a diverse group of people. But I'm not going to lie, I felt for her when she was getting emotional. Because for her, this was her getting outside of her own box, being around the people who she's familiar with and helping other people outside of that. So I couldn't take, like, normally you look at her and just go, oh boy. I didn't. I couldn't roll my eyes at her because she was really, really genuine about, she thought this was her way of giving back. And she had been gone for a while and she had just gotten back. And she says that being at Hands on Hartford brings her joy. And when she wasn't there, she was feeling miserable. Like she feels better about herself being there. I couldn't take it away from her. That was just, that was inspiring to know. Yeah, misguided on the whole liberal, you know, malarkey stuff. But I can't hate on that. That's just not something I could do. So, again, I'm just saying to you, if you know a location like this that's nearby that you know, you've seen and you've asked yourself what goes on there, go find out. Those folks are giving. They'll give you a tour. They'll let you know what they're doing and how they're doing it. And they'll let you know how you can help. The season of giving is upon us. I mean, might as well say it. It is right now. There is no better time than the present. So I hope that you'll join me because that's what I'm going to be doing for the next 2 to 3 months as much as I can. All right, enough with me. Let's get to the newsroom. Headlines coming up. Some crazy stories in the news to get to. But before that, we'll get to John Larson. I mean, no, John Larson. We'll get to John Silva. He's in the WTIC newsroom. We'll be back.